Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Blessings. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition and author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. I read and subscribe to over 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information just for you, so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me right here each and every month at HealthyLife.net for wise advice on herbs and health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year, 2024, we're exploring a dozen herbs that affect sleep and dreams, hypnotics, soporifics, sedatives, and mind-altering plants beckon, promising repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep problems and the untold millions who are interested in their dreams. Get comfortable. Settle down. Close your eyes and let's see what's in the news. You know that one of Susan Weed's hobby horses is make it, don't take it. Get your vitamins from your food. Make them from the sun. Do not take them. And so I'm always interested when the trials find, oops, in seven trials, taking about 3,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C at the first sneeze did not make colds milder or shorter. In 24 trials, those who took 200 to 2,000 milligrams a day for an average of 3 months were no less likely to catch a cold. Vitamin C, you can't get it from a pill. In 53 trials covering 50,000 people, acute respiratory infections occurred in 61% of those who took vitamin D and 62% of the placebo takers. Make it, don't take it. Get your vitamins from nourishing herbal infusions and well-cooked food. We studied antioxidant vitamins in some of the largest trials ever done, ranging between 8,000 and 39,000 participants, testing vitamin E, vitamin C, or beta-carotene, and none saw benefits in terms of cancer or heart disease. In fact, high doses of vitamin E were linked to bleeding risks and hemorrhagic strokes. Some antioxidants actually seemed to become pro-oxidants. The good news is that marijuana is going to be legal in Germany right now, as of April 1st, and that's not a joke. It's going to put an end to decades of senseless arrests and prosecutions. Go ahead, light up, but don't go anywhere. The bad news is that the threshold for driving under the influence is absurd. It's illegal to get behind the wheel with any THC detectable in your blood, not even one nanogram per milliliter. That is such a minuscule amount that you could test positive for a joint you'd smoked 3 days previous. You know, it's one of those government compromises where they had to do it to avoid a veto by a more conservative branch of the government, but they should be able to add a new minimum THC level later on to to figure that out. And speaking of cannabis, hemp, marijuana, ganja, Mary Jane, weed, pot, grass, dope, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So I'm going to get the ball rolling here by starting off with the race question. Eric Schossler recounts some of the racially charged history of marijuana in his 1994 Atlantic article, Reefer Madness, and he also did a best-selling book. The political upheaval in Mexico that culminated in the Revolution of 1910 led to a wave of Mexican immigration to states throughout the American Southwest. The prejudices and fears that greeted these immigrants extended to their traditional means of intoxication, smoking marijuana. Police officers in Texas claimed that it incited violent crime, aroused a lust for blood, and gave its users superhuman strength. Rumors spread that Mexicans were distributing killer weed to unsuspecting American school children. Sailors and West Indian immigrants brought the practice of smoking marijuana to port cities along the Gulf of Mexico. In New Orleans, newspaper articles associated the drug with African Americans, jazz music, prostitutes, and underworld white thugs. The marijuana menace, as sketched by anti-drug campaigners, was personified by, quote, inferior races and social deviants. I guess that's me. I've been smoking weed daily for almost 60 years.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Spirit of the plant has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The spirit of the plant has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Shiva, the supreme Hindu being, has as his most blessed and consecrated herb, ganja. The favorite drink of Indra, king of the gods, is pot. Dionysus said, cannabis is the divine herb. Many, many cultures have used cannabis therapeutically and spiritually for thousands and thousands of years. Cannabis contains more than 400 different constituents, of which about 70 are cannabinoids. In cannabinoids, that's misspelled, the number of active chemicals in cannabis is one of the primary reasons why it is so difficult to understand. So let's jump in. I bet as soon as I start talking about constituents in cannabis, you are thinking THC and CBD. Hold that thought. That's a good thought to have. THC is tetrahydrocannabinol, or to be specific, scientifically specific, delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, because in fact there are lots of different THCs. And as a matter of fact, delta-8 THC is gaining some popularity, partly because there aren't laws against it. And CBD is cannabidiol. CBD has taken the world by storm once people got word of its pain-relieving characteristics. Despite having different pharmacological effects, both CBD and THC share a chemical structure. They both contain 21 carbon atoms, 30 hydrogen atoms, and 2 oxygen atoms. It's a slight difference in how those atoms are arranged that accounts for the differences in effect from CBD and THC. They interact with slightly different receptors in the brain because of this slight difference in their atomic arrangement. THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, binds to the main cannabinoid receptors in the brain because its chemical structure is almost identical to an anandamide. An anandamide means pleasure chemical. An anandamide is part of a group of cannabinoids that the body naturally produces. These are endocannabinoids, and your body makes them already. CBD, well, we're not exactly sure, but we think that it probably increases the effect of the other cannabinoids and helps them to bind to receptors, or maybe it's the CBD is binding to a receptor that we haven't really found yet. At any rate, CBD has been shown to be extremely helpful for stopping seizures, for ending depression, for moderating psychosis, for getting rid of migraines, for helping people who have irritable bowel disease. Whereas THC has been successfully used to treat glaucoma, muscle spasms, low appetite and eating disorders, insomnia, and chronic pain. I just mentioned that there's a lot of different tetrahydrocannabinols, and there's a lot of CBDs as well. And, of course, they are part of the cannabinoids, which are the active substances in cannabis. Taken together, the cannabinoids have these influences. They relieve pain. They relieve anxiety. They quell nausea. They help counter cancer. They stop epilepsy. They're very useful in spinal cord injuries. They can get rid of or stop the progression of glaucoma. They stop the progression of multiple sclerosis and protect the brain. In post-traumatic stress disorder, they help to reduce nightmares and flashbacks. In irritable bowel syndrome, they relieve digestive distress. Cannabinoids, CBD, THC. Now, here's part of the difficulty with cannabis. Just mentioned that one of the reasons that it was hard for doctors to keep using it was because it was variable In fact, cannabis is about as variable as dog. There are many, many different breeds of dog, just so. There are many, many different breeds of cannabis. And those different kinds of dog have different things that they can do very well, although they're all dogs in the same way. Different breeds or strains, as they're called, of cannabis have different things that they can do and do very well, although they're all cannabinoids and they all do similar things. Teasing out which part of what does what is something the scientists are trying to do. In December of 2019, I went to a conference on the use of psychoactive plants, including cannabis. One of the 3 days was entirely devoted to cannabis, and there was a marked division both in what was being shown as product and the participants between those who were talking about the entourage effect, all of the THCs, all of the CBDs, and all of the terpenes together in the cannabis means the entourage effect, and those who wanted to choose specific parts of it and just use those specific parts of it. Two things that it's important for all of us to remember, and that is that since cannabis has been a drug, seen as a drug, seen as an illegal drug, seen as a drug that is very, very dangerous, there has been no research on it. At the Cannabis Day, the primary researcher on cannabis in the United States told us that the cannabis that she's allowed to use to research is trash. She said no one would ever consider even buying this. She says it's moldy, it's not grown well, it doesn't have good levels of terpenes. And so when we read scientifically about cannabis, that's the kind of thing that's being referred to, unfortunately. The kind of thing that isn't really that useful for us, because the kind of cannabis, if it's actually cannabis, that's being used isn't really good enough. Worse yet, in many situations, it's not even cannabis itself that's being used. It is a synthetic cannabinoid. According to Nutrition Action News, December 2023, a list of things that can be cured by cannabis. Seizures into rare forms of epilepsy. Chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting. The evidence here is conclusive. Involuntary muscle contractions, spasms, especially due to multiple sclerosis, and chronic pain. The evidence is substantial. Sleep problems, especially in people with obstructive sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and chronic pain. The evidence is moderate. Anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, addiction, glaucoma, cancer. The evidence is somewhat limited, but the evidence according to what? You have to be pretty clever to know how to read the studies to figure out whether or not the people in the study were actually using cannabis or if they were using what I call the mechanical dog. Medical uses of cannabis. Nausea and vomiting, especially when caused by chemotherapy. HIV/AIDS evidence is lacking due to small sample size and lack of long-term data. Pain. A 2019 systematic review found inconsistent results. When cannabis is inhaled to relieve pain, blood levels rise faster than when oral products are used. I myself do use cannabis to deal with chronic pain, and I have used a variety of different cannabis ingestion methods when my chronic pain was exceptionally severe. Very soon after my surgery, I would start the day with cannabis oil, and I would use a very high-strength cannabis oil, 6,000 milligrams per ounce of oil, and take anywhere from one quarter to one half of a dropper full of that first thing in the morning, along with a dropper full, that's 25 to 30 drops, of cannabis tincture made from the freshly picked flowers of cannabis in 100 proof vodka. Not grain alcohol, not carbolized, just the fresh flowers directly tinctured for 6 weeks in vodka, and that gave me a fair amount of pain relief there as my morning got underway. In the early days of my chronic pain, I often needed to do that a second and sometimes a third time in addition to taking other pain-relieving herbs. My son-in-law makes a variety of wonderful pain-relieving edibles from the cannabis that he grows, and he uses primarily the leaves and the trimmings. He grinds them, dries them, and grinds them into a flour and uses them instead of flour in a recipe making brownies, which we call greenies. And I know just about how big to cut one of Dave's greenies, and I know that if I eat it with my breakfast, that it will take between 4 and 6 hours to relieve my pain. That's about how long what I take in the morning goes for. So that works out pretty well for me. I also find that smoking the dried flower buds gives me pretty instantaneous pain relief. If I have a breakthrough, if I had a bad day, if I'm just worn down from whatever has happened, I know that if I sit and have one or two puffs of some dried cannabis flowers, that I will feel much, much better. If you aren't feeling right, then try Green Buds and Hash tonight, says Dana Larson at potheadbooks.com. Look for Green Buds and Hash. Find the book and then scroll way down on the page and you'll see a really fun animation. Though I was told they are a sin, Green Buds and Hash are medicine, is the moral of that story.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit of the Panthers, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. Spirit of the Panthers, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Cannabis is effective against muscle spasms when it has been taken orally, and its use for MS is approved in 10 countries. I have a friend who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis over 40 years ago, and she has never used any drug. She had, for as long as she possibly could, used cannabis, however, and she never got any scarring in her brain from the MS, and the doctors remarked on us. A 2022 review concluded that any pain relief experienced after using medical cannabis is simply due to the placebo effect. Well, I will tell you from my own personal experience, it ain't true at all, but it has to be a particular terpene key for the lock, and we will get into the terpenes. THC, CBD, yeah, okay, but it's the terpenes where all the action is, and we're going to talk about those terpenes because they are so important to the whole experience. Terpenes don't get you high, but they influence the effects of every other compound in cannabis. And that's part of the entourage effect. Terpenes all share the same basic chemical formula. So you get THC, CBD over here, being pretty much the same except for one little, like twins with wearing different colors. And then the terpenes over here, 20,000 of them, 20,000 known terpenes in nature, making them the largest group of natural compounds found in plants. Cannabis contains between 200 and 400 different terpenes. Holy magolies. Out in nature, terpenes make sure that plants don't get attacked by bacteria, by funguses, by insects, and they do attract pollinators. When it comes to us, however, those terpenes have an amazing variety and similarity of action. Myrcene is an analgesic, anti-inflammatory, antipsychotic, antispasmodic, hypnotic, muscle relaxant sedative. It is the most common terpene in cannabis and can be as much as 65% of the total terpene ratio. Strains with high levels of myrcene are usually indicas. Myrcene's primary use is that it strengthens the effects of THC and enhances dermal absorption. In addition to cannabis, you can find myrcene in lemongrass, hops, and fresh mango. If you consume edibles or smoke cannabis, drinking a tea of lemongrass or hops or eating a fresh mango 45 to 60 minutes before you do that, you will get more from what you're ingesting. Limonene is an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antifungal, antibacterial, antimicrobial, antispasmodic, anti-anxiety, gastroprotective, antidepressant, immunomodulating terpene that is one of the most prominent of the terpenes in cannabis. It has been shown to reduce tumor size, reduce stress, and promote relaxation. Some people say that limonene is like blue skies, nothing but blue skies. Any strain of cannabis that has a lemon or sour in its name is probably rich in limonene. You'll also find it, of course, in lemons, oranges, limes, grapefruits, rosemary, red peppers, chamomile, ginger, turmeric, St. John's wort, valerian, hops, anise, and fennel. Isn't that interesting? St. John's wort, valerian, hops, cannabis, four herbs that are useful for sleep, have limonene, linalool, the anti-inflammatory, analgesic, anti-anxiety, anti-convulsant, anti-epileptic, anti-neoplastic, anti-psychotic, sedative, and relaxing terpene. Usually cannabis strains that have linalool are the strains that have higher amounts of CBD. And you're also going to find linalool in lavender, mint, roses, basil, cinnamon, coriander, and neroli oil, which is citrus aurantium, the golden citrus. Cariofilene is an anti-inflammatory, analgesic, antiseptic, and gastroprotective. It can be abundant in strains that are quite high in THC, and it binds directly to CB2 receptors in the immune system, which regulate and downregulate inflammation and pain, making cariofilene a key ingredient in anti-inflammatory topicals and creams, where it has been shown to be helpful for those dealing with arthritis and Crohn's disease. What's this? My worst pills, best pills, and this is March 2022, says cannabidiol, that CBD treatment, ineffective for arthritic pain. What? Maybe it isn't. A single Danish university had 136 adult patients with mostly women, mostly with hand osteoarthritis, and they got either oral cannabidiol or a placebo for 12 weeks, and there was really no particular difference in their pain. So I went back through the internet, thank you very much, and found the original study, and they weren't given CBD with an entourage effect. They were given synthetic CBD. This headline would have you believe that CBD doesn't work, and I guess we can't say that that's untrue because that CBD didn't work. This is why we talk so much about the entourage effect, because the CBD does not work by itself. This report is right. You just take straight CBD and you put it on dermally. There's no mixing. It's not going to be absorbed. Or if you take it, there's no THC. The THC helps it get into the receptors of the brain. It's working together. When we're using cannabis, when we're using any kind of cannabis, we don't want the mechanical dog. We want a specific living dog for whatever particular purpose we want to use that strain of cannabis for. And we'll figure that out by figuring out not so much about the THC or the CBD, but which of those terpenes actually fit the lock in the cannabinoid system in your...
Take
take a correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
But our question, of course, is, does cannabis help you sleep? Around 70% of young adults who casually use cannabis report that they do so to help them sleep. Among long-term cannabis users, those who've been using it for 10 years or more, about half use cannabis to improve their sleep. And among people who use cannabis for medical reasons, such as pain relief, about 85% say it improves their sleep. So I think the human evidence is in cannabis improves sleep. Science says cannabis improves sleep for people with chronic pain, post-traumatic stress disorder, and multiple sclerosis. Cannabis helps these groups of people fall asleep faster, wake up less during the night, and enjoy better sleep overall. A recent study also found that cannabis effectively relieves symptoms for people with restless leg syndrome, which can really keep you up at night. A study conducted on people who use cannabis to self-treat for insomnia, anxiety, and pain found that the vast majority of participants said they got relief from their symptoms, and that's why they used cannabis. The sleep-promoting effects of cannabis are due to the fact that we have cannabinoid receptors in our brains. When cannabis compounds bind to these receptors, they increase levels of sleep-promoting adenosine, and at the same time, they suppress the brain's arousal system. If this doesn't quite put you to sleep, it results in the kind of classic comic of the pothead who is sitting on the couch drooling, unable to move. THC typically acts as a sedative, but it can have a stimulating effect, especially at higher doses. So using cannabis, especially lighting up right before bed, can make it take longer to fall asleep, especially if you do it all the time. Now, CBD promotes alertness. That's at low doses. But at higher doses, it actually promotes sleepiness. So CBD and THC both make you either active or sleepy, but different for the two of them. The effects of the two compounds together depends on the dose, the timing, and the terpenes. We can see that the chemical structure of these compounds is very, very much the same. And so what we get is what I like to refer to as the skeleton key. It's the kind of key that fits It fits the cannabinoid system. It fits the system that relieves anxiety, the system that relieves pain, the system that makes you feel like, you know what, it's okay, I'm chill, yeah, all right. But each one of us has a more specific lock, not just the one that the skeleton key does. The terpenes act like the little teeth on the key, so that when you get the strain of cannabis that has the terpenes that are just the right teeth for your lock, oh, unbelievable. I have a special bag of dried flowers labeled medicine, and I don't share it with anyone. And when I am feeling like I can't take the pain, I just cannot do it anymore at all, I go to my medicine and I put the tiniest crumb of it in my pipe, and I say a prayer of thanksgiving, and I light that, and as soon as I inhale it, my pain goes away. If that's the placebo effect, well, blessed be for the placebo effect, but there's no other dried flowers that I can light that do that. So I'm not sure why it is that that particular strain does it, but I think it's because of the terpenes. Both CBD and THC also have benefits for those dealing with chronic conditions that disturb sleep. THC actually has been tried for treating obstructive sleep apnea, reducing post-traumatic stress-related nightmares, and for improving deep sleep for people in chronic pain. CBD reduces symptoms of REM sleep behavior disorder and excessive daytime sleepiness, in addition to helping you fall asleep faster. Cannabis may alter sleep architecture, a term that describes how long you spend in different sleep stages. Short-term cannabis use appears to increase the time that you spend in deep sleep so that you wake up feeling far more refreshed. However, THC decreases the amount of time you spend in REM sleep, and that's when you're dreaming, processing emotions, and cementing new memories. It's this decrease in REM sleep that benefits people with post-traumatic stress disorder, since nightmares are a common and disturbing symptom of that disorder. A study on women with PTSD found that those with the most severe symptoms and the worst sleep were most likely to use cannabis to help them cope. And they found that the cannabis significantly decreased their nightmares or stopped them completely. Many participants in the study reported experiencing better overall sleep quality and fewer daytime flashbacks. There is limited research on the safety and efficacy of cannabis. I'm going to find this over and over again. When I was in the hospital and just about to be released from the hospital, the pharmacist called me to tell me that in the hospital I had been given quite a lot of addictive, pain-relieving drugs, and that she had written prescriptions for those drugs, and that I was to take them home, and I was to take them, and that I was to be very careful to take them because I was addicted to them, and that I was not to take any herbs of any kind. I told her that I had been an herbalist since before she was born. I could tell by the sound of her voice about how old she was, and that I would, in all likelihood, and in fact it is what I did, throw her drugs away, although I would be kind enough to buy them from her, which did indeed cost me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I did make kind of a mistake by just chucking them in the trash. My daughter sat there with me, and we read through the package inserts, and they were really harrowing. And we looked at each other, and we said, at some point, I need to stop taking these, so why not now when I'm far less addicted? And the very first toke of cannabis that I had, after having none in the hospital for 2 weeks, felt as though someone had shaken out a blanket made of woven gold, and it laid over my body and conformed to every cell in my body. And the second toke that I took, my bones and my bone marrow filled with liquid gold, and all of the pain flew away.
Spirit of the past has come to me.
dancing green woman.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
It is said that heavy cannabis use, especially on a long-term basis, has consequences for sleep that include less sleep overall, less time spent in deep sleep, taking a longer time to fall asleep, and frequent wakening. I, as I have said at the beginning of this show, have used cannabis basically daily. Obviously, there's been times, like when I taught in Germany for 6 weeks, I didn't use cannabis at all during that time. That's one of the nicest parts about cannabis use, is that it is not addictive. There is no withdrawal of any kind. And even though I have used it, I would say daily, even though, as I just said, there have been breaks in that, for 60 years, I do not experience any of these side effects. I am, in general, and have been since I remember being aware of how long I slept, been a short sleeper. There's a short sleeper gene, and I feel extremely rested and not foggy and not bothered at all with less than 8 hours sleep. If my body needs to sleep, it sleeps. When I've been very sick, I've been easily able to sleep 10, 12 hours at a time. I get deep and restful sleep. I don't dream. It's absolutely true. And that's actually an ease because I feel like I am dreaming awake. I know that life is a dream. Longer time to fall asleep? Oh, my goodness, no. I fall asleep as soon as I blow out the candle and close my eyes. Wow, I am off, and I sleep right through the night. So 60 years of daily use, I'm not experiencing any of those symptoms. Further, high doses of THC will lead to impaired memory and sleepiness. Not so. And people are always astonished at how incredible my memory is. And this is even after being under anesthesia for 30 hours. Cannabis withdrawal produces, excuse me, there is no such thing as cannabis withdrawal. Holy smoke. Cannabis can be smoked, vaporized, eaten, or placed under the tongue. When you smoke it, you feel the effects almost immediately, and a huge amount of those cannabinoids are getting to work in your body. Oh, I think it's something like over 50% of them. Whereas when you eat it, it takes a long time for it to come on, and it's only, 2 to maybe 20% that gets in there. One of the things that my son-in-law makes is a cannabis ghee. and he takes some dairy solids out of butter, and then he slowly, slowly, slowly cooks the cannabis leaves in the ghee until the ghee is rich, redolent, and green, green, green. If I put a tablespoon of that cannabis ghee into my evening meal 4 to 4.5 hours later, I will want to lay down and go to sleep. I don't use it much because I don't have any problem sleeping, and I'm so glad. The Yale School of Medicine says sleep plays a crucial role in preserving memory. Most research shows that sleep is critical for the formation and storage of long-term memories. Different types of memories are processed in different brain regions during different stages of sleep. Episodic memories, that is, specific events and experiences, form and develop to complement semantic memories, which are based on facts and general information. They involve the hippocampus and the neocortex and require two separate actions. Phase one, memory encoding. During encoding, the brain samples stimuli from the outside world and encodes them in networks of neurons in the hippocampus. When activated, these connected neurons fire one after the other, boop, 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 fleshing out the details of the memory. The amygdala attaches emotional significance to these memories. Phase two, memory consolidation. Consolidation occurs during slow wave sleep. Encoded sequences are integrated by chemical connections into new and existing neuronal networks and filed for long-term storage in the neocortex. If encoded information is not consolidated, you just don't remember it. Sleep offers optimal conditions for consolidation, providing periods of reduced external stimulation and increased levels of neurotransmitters that promote communication between the hippocampus and the neocortex. Sleep gives the brain time to make space for new memories by removing and reducing the strength of neural links tied to memories that aren't useful anymore. The strength of those neural links can be reduced or increased over time. The brain produces templates for proteins according to a kind of internal clock, but the templates don't translate into actual protein production until we sleep. Sleep also allows the brain time to remove waste metabolites and accumulation of metabolites, in particular beta amyloid and abnormal tau proteins, tangled tau, increases the risk of cognitive disorders. Just 10 years ago, we discovered there was a glymphatic system, a waste removal pathway in the brain that relies on brain cells and interconnects to the lymphatic system. It actually allows cerebrospinal fluid to flow into the spaces around the arteries before passing through channels into the brain, where it mixes with fluids and metabolic waste and then moves out of the brain into the spaces surrounding the veins for clearance. Wow! Even one night of sleep deprivation increases beta amyloid burden in the hippocampus. Okay, wow. Many people with Alzheimer's disease or cognitive impairment from vascular dementia or small vessel disease do experience glymphatic dysfunction. The glymphatic system is most efficient during sleep, particular slow wave or deep sleep. By far the biggest differences that we see in lymphatic transport rates are when people go from being awake to being asleep, but it jumps right up. Medications like anesthetic heavily influence lymphatic function, of course, depressing it. So does your pulse rate, your breathing rate, and any drugs that you are taking. Glymphatic efficiency improves when you sleep lying on your side or your back. Women have higher rates of sleep disturbances than men, especially as they age, probably because a woman's frontotemporal brain circuitry is far more sensitive to the negative effects of stress, and they experience more daily stress. Sleeping well by understanding your sleep and by using gentle helpers like cannabis, whether you smoke it, eat it, rub it on, or just think about it, is one way to help yourself. And that wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you so much for opening your minds, your ears, and your heart to me and to the Wise Woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. this is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month right here at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Spirit of the plant has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.